I read recently that there was a young man, I want to meet this guy in California, true story. He was playing bigger and better. He started with a dime. He traded it for a mattress. That's pretty cool, in the neighborhood. Took the mattress to another neighbor and got a ping pong table. That was pretty cool. Traded the ping pong table to someone else and got an elk head. Traded the elk head for the ultimate gift, a beat-up Dodge pickup. Bigger and better. That's pretty fantastic. A dime, trading all the way up to a car. That's pretty spectacular for a youth. I want to meet that youth. Determination and, boy, perseverance. My friends, as we think about repentance, I want you to think about bigger and better. To believe that God will turn to you when you confess your sins. The story of the prophets and this theme of repentance is nothing more than a bigger, better game. See, in the very beginning, God sent a prophet named Joel, and he asked the people to repent. It was about like 900 BC, right around that time period. Joel said, "Rend your hearts and not your garments. Repent," Joel said. And it kind of was heard, but not really. Well, God kind of traded up from Joel. And then he sent a prophet named Jonah. Jonah went to the Ninevites, and he said, "Repent to these Ninevites." Now, they did turn their ways. In fact, their livestock, if you read Jonah, their entire community repented. And it lasted about a generation, but then it kind of fizzled and fell apart. Well, God traded up for another prophet. The next generation of prophets were people like Micah and Hosea. 50 years passed, then God traded up for the prophet Jeremiah. Prophet Ezekiel comes. More time passes by, and we get to 640 in the second year of the eighth month of the reign of Darius, and that's when Zechariah comes. This prophet. God traded up from Zechariah to John the Baptist. Traded up even more for Jesus. Traded up to the ultimate thing, his only son, to get the biggest and best prize. Guess what that is? You. You are his prize. Bigger, better, all the way to get you. So if you ever doubt, will God turn? Will he love? Will he embrace me? Just remember, bigger and better. God will welcome you with his warm embrace. Dear friends, as I close out, how important it is in Lent that we take the spiritual binoculars of focusing on everyone else's flaws. Let's lower those a bit. Can we do that? And let's realize it actually isn't helpful to focus on the flaws of other people. It's never healthy to look at perfection and think that we're perfect and everyone else is not. It's actually healthier to focus on our own flaws and practice this gift of repentance, which one is kind of painful. It kind of makes us feel sick, but it leads to the greatest medicine in life, which is the knowledge and belief that God will always warmly embrace us into his kingdom. Something to take away tonight before we close with prayer, singing through the prayers. Two parts of repentance. What I found is we typically struggle with one part or the other part. You don't have to answer this or raise your hand. I just want you to think about this, and I will say a prayer. Do you struggle with being sorrowful over sin? Is that a challenge? Or do you struggle with believing that God will welcome you warmly and turn to you with his warm embrace? Both parts are important for repentance. Which one do you struggle with, one or two? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you are with us. You are the light of the world. As we have placed this candle on the altar here tonight, we recognize that it's about you, and we want to draw closer to you. For those who struggle with being really sorrowful, sincerely sorrowful over mistakes and missteps, Lord, I pray that if there is a word to correct or realize the depth of sin, that you'd lead those this evening that are there to recognize the depth of sin and the seriousness of it. Then, Lord, those people tonight that are struggling with the fact that you warmly embrace anyone that turns to you, and those that are struggling with the thought that you are merciful, Lord, open up ways to guide people to your warm embrace. Help them see your warm embrace, just a word that's there, maybe in a song tonight or a song during the season of Lent. Our goal in repentance is to be drawn closer to you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.